Oh, hi, guys. I'd just like to introduce myself I suppose welcome myself to the new VI talk channel. I'm looking forward to being a bit more involved in VI talk, and, you know, I'm quite happy if anyone wants to DM or ask me any questions or answer any of my questions to do so. That would be brilliant. Anyway, for my first boo, I'd just do a quick introductory, you know, for people that may have not heard any of my boos before or don't know me. My name's Pauline, and I am a qualified rehabilitation officer for the visually impaired. I'm not practicing at the moment. I'm completing an open degree, and I'm doing a third year in tort and contract law, which I'm halfway through, and I will be finishing off with psychology next year. I then hope to set up and run my own business. I did want to start it sooner, but I don't think that will happen, because it's just quite a lot of work just doing this, these courses, so, and other things that I need to do. So yeah, and then obviously when I do set up what I'm going to set up, obviously I'm sure I will decide to announce it if it's worth announcing, of course. At the moment, you can probably hear in the background, anyone that knows me on Audio Boo knows I'm an animal lover. I love dogs and cats especially, the furry variety of the lovely things. I've got one of my pugs is standing on two legs and paws on me and licking me. I think it's time for dinner now, so I think he's asking for his dinner. And that's Bollinger, my pug Bollinger, who's 1 year old. And then I've got, as you can probably hear, the loudest snort in the background is from my French bulldog, Marley, who's nearly one. Marley's just a bit older than, younger than Bollinger, rather. And I adopted Marley about 3 or 4 weeks ago now. So he's settling in really, really well. I'm really pleased. You know, he's made a good contribution to the family. He sort of gets up to a bit of mischief as well, but he's a lovely dog. He's very kind, loving dog, you know, and he loves his mummy already, so that's good. And also I've got my little Sassy, which was my first pug that I got, and I adopted her when she was three. She's five now. And she's a lovely thing. And obviously, there's Big Emily, who's my guide dog. And I love her to bits, and she is a lovely dog. She wouldn't harm a fly. Love her. So, and then I've got my four cats. My first two are Moggies. One is a black and white one called Lady Fleur. The other one is a stripy, what would you call him? You'd call him a... Do you know what? The name escapes me at the moment, so I won't bore you with, can't think of it at the moment. But his name's Sylvester. He looks a bit like a Mancoon, actually, cat, if anyone knows what a Mancoon cat looks like. And then I've got two very fluffy cats. One, again, I adopted when she was about three, and her name is Tia. I did say Sylvester, didn't I, for the stripy cat. And then we've got Tia, a fluffy cat. Ragdoll, actually, they are two of my fluffy ones, the ragdoll cats. So they're pedigrees. And so you've got Tia and you've got Dizzy Rascal, who's the youngest. He's not the youngest of all, Bollinger's the youngest, but Dizzy Rascal must be about, oh my God, he's getting, you know, well, not old, but he's, you know, I can't believe it seemed like yesterday that he was a little kitten that I had him. So I had him as a kitten, and he is, I believe, he is four this year. I do believe he is three or four. Anyway, 2010, he will be four, I think, this August, actually. So that's Mr. Dizzy Rascal for you. And um, Okay. Things I like doing. I like mucking in and doing things in the community. I'm in a gospel choir at the moment, a community gospel choir, which is really brilliant. And we did a good concert yesterday, and we've got a few other concerts coming up, so that's really good. But I took a break for a while because I was training one of my dogs, which I'm enjoying doing as well. I go to a training class with my dogs, and with one of my dogs, Bollinger. The plan is that we'll bring him for 8 weeks and you know, see how he goes. He's very good actually already. We've done a lot of training with him, and then maybe bring my French bulldog. He's very good as well. He's very well trained. He sits nicely. He walks nicely on his lead and everything. And so do all of them actually. So it's quite fun really. When they're going on a free walk, where obviously Emily's not working, then I go out with all of them together. So I have a cane in one hand, in my right hand, and Emily walks on the left with two other of my dogs, and then I have Sassy with round my waist with a waist lead, because she's a very slow walker and she likes to walk behind really, so she's happy with that. And then when we get to it's about a minute away from where I live, if that, there's like a side opening where the fields and that are. I just then let Emily off, and she you know, runs the rest of the way and has a good old play, and we all walk along with her. I usually keep the pugs on the lead, except from, there is a field, big field that I know, it's quite open, and I know it very well. So if there's not many people on it, which there are, luckily I'm in a position where I can get to it when there aren't, because most of the time I'm very lucky that it's quite clear. Especially when the kids are at school and stuff, people play football on it and that, so it's a really big, big old field. But I will walk the dogs partly on that as well and let them off, and they have a good play on that. Obviously, I've got a really good size garden as well, so we have games of ball in that as well. Now, I manage most of my pet care myself, actually, but I do have a brilliant pet carer that I sort of found by accident several months ago. I can't even remember how long I've had her. It seems like I've had her forever, and I hope I don't ever lose her, because she's absolutely brilliant, the best one I've ever had, and I've had a few. she actually, she will come care for my dogs when I want to go away for a weekend and stuff, so that's really good. And she'll do a couple of visits and stay over and stuff, and at night with them and stuff. And she also will come and help me in the week with anything that I want, or, you know, if I need her to pop in for the dogs, if I'm going to be out longer than 4 hours, etc., etc., because I'm one of those ones, you know, I don't really like to leave my dogs for more than the specified time that I learnt from guide dogs was about 4 hours. So I don't really like leaving my dogs for more than that. So if I know I'm going to be out, you know, even if it's 5 hours, to be fair, I usually would then book someone to come, even if it's halfway through that time. So, you know, they get to get out and, you know, have a play and whatever. And then it's not too long till I get back. So, yeah, all in all, that's really good. So, what else? So, I'm also, I'm quite a strong, I haven't really been on any marches, but I am a strong advocate of, you know, visual impairment and campaigning and, you know, trying to enable more visually impaired people to, you know, to stand up for themselves and, you know, get their rights and, you know, sort all that out. I also have been on the forefront of a couple of things that have now been put in place for people with visual impairments, including things like audio description and the DLA as well, etc. So I'm quite proud of that fact. I'm also quite into advocacy and stuff as well at the moment, and I enjoy supporting. I suppose I'm one of those. I do like supporting the underdog, and I like to make sure that people are treated well, kindly and with respect and support and things like that. Whether we have different views or not, I like to respect and support people. Really, that's what my attitude is, or my motto is rather. But so I am hoping that I will be able to bring, a lot to the channel, and also I must log on to the website page as well. And obviously I'm quite busy, so there'll be periods when I won't be on a lot, but that's nothing personal. It's just that obviously I've got a lot of work on with the studying and other things. So especially I call it the essay week, or the 2 weeks before the essay, or those weeks I don't like. But what I have decided to do actually is I'm not going away this year, because I can't really afford to go away, and I'm not really one that likes to go on loads of holidays. I'd rather just sort of go for long weekends and things. So what I've decided to do a lot of this year is, especially in the summer months, is maybe at the end of every month, 5 or 6 weeks, I will go up to London and visit my mum and visit friends that I've got in London. So I will take my breaks that way, and it's sort of quite a nice break after doing the essay as well, because believe you me, after that week you sort of seem to get zonked out, although you still have to keep on because there's still more to do. It doesn't stop. But I'm dreading August, because that is really going to be my revision month, because we've got a 3-hour exam, and I don't like exams at the best of time, and that will be in April. Anyway, I'm hoping I'm not waffling too much, but I'm quite good on things like, I'm not saying I'm an expert on anything, but I'm quite good on technology stuff. I know my stuff about disability rights. I know my rehabby stuff and mobility and daily living and whatever. So if anybody wants to ask me anything along those sort of lines, please feel free to do so. I'm quite happy to answer them. I've been a guide dog owner for, Emily's 8 now, so I've had Emily's 9 rather, I've had her for 7 years, and my last dog lived till he was 17, and I kept him for that long. And I had another dog after, before Innit Troy died, but in the middle of Troy, called Innis. So I've had 3 guide dogs. Troy lived till he was 17, bless him. Innis came when Troy was 9, and Innis lived till he was 14. And then Emily is still going, thank goodness. Strongs is still working, and she is 9 this year, this September. So, yeah, I've had 3 guide dogs. It must be about 20, I don't know. I can't even think of how to count. I'll leave that to somebody to work out. But, I feel that I'm fairly, I've been told that I'm a good guide dog owner through guide dogs and other people. So as well as loving and having a guide dog as a working dog, I also realise the other attributes that come with having a guide dog as well, the pitfalls and the good and the bad. So again, I'm quite happy to answer any questions on that. Just to let you know, I was a Londoner. I still am a Londoner. I have lived in London all my life, born and bred in London, and I now live in the Northamptonshire area, which is actually quite nice. It's less busier. I enjoy it. It's very green and whatever. I suppose when you get older, you prefer a bit of quietness, but I still enjoy going back to London, every 5 or 6 weeks, especially in the summer. And I can still navigate pretty well around London. It's think if I had a regret, I wouldn't want to. I was asked whether I'd go back to London and if I won the lottery or something. And I'm not really sure, because if I went back to London, I'd want to be in a sort of quiety bit in London, just like I am now. So I'd have to probably be on the outskirts of London. And I'd have to have loads of greenery around me because of the dogs and stuff. And but the only thing I do think is brilliant in London and that I do miss is the transport, because although when I lived in London, we all used to moan about it when the bus was the odd second late or whatever. It's just the transport is brilliant, and it's just enables you to be more independent, whereas down here there's a lot of reliance on taxis, or I think they have a service in Wellingborough called the Welly Bus, apparently. But I'm sure when I inquired about it, they don't do... they don't work in the evenings and stuff, so that's all fine and dandy if you don't want to go out in the evening. But, you know, of course, as the opinion often goes, they don't think a lot of disabled people do want to go out at night, do they? Whereas a lot of the activities are happening in the evening, and so therefore I'm heavily reliant on taxis or getting a lift or whatever to stuff that I want to do in the evenings. So, yes, I think I have probably waffled enough. I hope, you know, everybody's OK, and I'm really glad to be part of this new channel. And I will be doing some more posts up here, because there was a couple of things I've heard on the channel that I wanted to respond to. And there's also a question that I want to ask as well, especially to our lovely American friends or anybody that... maybe I to answer this question. That will become prevalent when I do my next boo. Okay, take care. Bye.